Trend number 4, engineered cells changing our lives. Last year, we examined the enormous potential impact of the world's first self-replicating synthetic life form. This was big news because it highlighted the advances in this area of scientific research, with its goal of creating man-made life forms and applying them to real-world problems. Over the next 25 years or so, this breakthrough may enable us to design life forms to produce rare medicines inexpensively, cleanly turn sunlight and carbon dioxide into fuel, and eliminate world hunger. Although this is exciting stuff and it garners a lot of media attention, there is another effort in the world of biological engineering that may offer far greater short-term potential. It's the modification of existing cell types to perform specific tasks. Compared to self-replicating synthetic life forms, that may not sound too futuristic and perhaps even a bit mundane. But the potential results are anything but boring. These modification efforts are showing promise in a wide range of medical applications, including cell therapies in which cells are transplanted into the body to treat a variety of diseases and tissue defects. There are also applications being pursued outside the realm of medicine, such as the production of biofuels. Announcements seem to come almost weekly about new applications of engineered cells. Here are a few significant ones from the past year. Researchers at UCLA's Johnson Comprehensive Cancer Center have developed a method for inserting a so-called reporter gene into genetically engineered cancer-killing cells so they can be tracked in real time by PET scanning. This gives researchers the ability to watch these killer cells home in on tumors and to better understand the workings of the immune system in its fight against malignancies. Scientists from Ireland's University College Cork have engineered a bacterial strain that can significantly alter the composition of fat tissue. One outcome could be the creation of specialized probiotics that help prevent and treat obesity. Fat tissue is also a risk for many diseases, including diabetes and cancer. These results are significant because they show that those risks might also be reduced by ingesting an engineered strain of live bacteria. At Yale University, a team of scientists trick Staphylococcus aureus bacteria cells into incorporating foreign molecules within their cell walls. David Spiegel, a Yale chemist who led the study, explains that by being able to manipulate the cell wall, we can in theory perturb the bacteria's ability to interact with human tissues and host cells. In other words, the bacteria could be defanged. Since many people die every year from staph infections, particularly in hospitals, this engineering feat will be welcome news. This same technique can be employed on other pathogens that cause additional hard-to-combat infections, such as pneumonia. Based on this accelerating trend, we offer the following 3 forecasts for your consideration. First, cell engineering will help bring down the cost of medical care. Engineered cells will be part of the healthcare revolution as they enable very targeted methods for curing diseases. This pinpoint approach will greatly reduce the costs of dealing with side effects, prolonged hospital stays, and lengthy recovery times. Costs will also be lower because these simplified yet very effective treatments will ultimately be administered by automation-assisted medical technicians rather than by highly paid physicians. Second, cell modification offers another potential solution to the world's rising demands for energy. For example, in light of rising oil prices, a report out of Concordia University, published in the journal Microbial Cell Factories, offers a ray of hope. Researchers demonstrated that using an engineered form of a particular bacterium, plant material could be transformed efficiently into biofuels. Through a process called scaffolding, proteins are moved to the outside of cells, where their chemical activity can enable the creation of biofuel. And third, as more barriers are lifted and hurdles are cleared, there will be a proliferation of medical treatments and other industrial uses based on cellular engineering. History shows that breakthroughs in one industry tend to migrate to others. Consider how the miniaturization of electronics for use in defense and aerospace led to personal computers, and ultimately to almost everything enabling the connected generation. This same cross-purposing will apply to breakthroughs in cellular engineering. Inevitably, one group of researchers will devise a technique aimed at a physiological system or condition, and then other teams of scientists will adapt that solution to other applications.